USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The death toll from the Surfside, Florida condo tower collapse rose to 86 on Saturday as recovery efforts were briefly halted after a lightning strike, official said. CNN's Natasha Chen is on the scene in Surfside, Florida.
We do notice that the pace of finding people has really picked up in the last week ever since the demolition of the remaining part of the building last weekend. That's because the rescuers have been able to get and access more of the pile.
The charred shells of three burned-out cars marked the road to the president's house on Friday in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Just up the hill, former leader Jovenel Moïse had been murdered in his bedroom 2 days earlier in an otherwise quiet neighborhood of big houses and high walls topped with barbed wire and overhanging flowers. What exactly happened during the Wednesday attack is still unknown, along with its motive. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
President Biden has laid out a sweeping tax plan to raise the rates paid by wealthy Americans and corporations, but his proposal may inadvertently increase the tax bill of small businesses across the country. Pennsylvania Republican Dan Muser on Fox Business says it's an upside-down policy agenda.
Raising taxes is somehow going to be reasonably beneficial at a time of A, recovery, but B, as we're competing with the rest of the world as we are. You know, one thing Bill Biden doesn't remember is that the rest of the world got competitive and the U.S. Did not.
Biden has called for imposing higher taxes on capital gains and income for the top slice of income earners. The Senate may work into its August recess to pass both a bipartisan infrastructure plan and a budget resolution that would allow Democrats to enact a range of priorities without Republican support, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Opposition continues to grow to the Biden administration's plan to go door-to-door to encourage Americans to receive the COVID-19 vaccination. John Clemens has more.
Press California is reporting one tactic under consideration is to send out members of the Oregon National Guard to all the neighborhoods going door-to-door. Twyla Brace of the Citizens Council for Health Freedom has another idea.
My first thought was don't open the door. It shows probably how the federal government has access to data on everybody's vaccination status because of the state vaccination registries. And so people should not just automatically open the door because somebody happens to be from the government.
Brace went on to say government agents may want to vaccinate you right there in your home or argue with you about why you should be vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Many people enjoy a beer on a hot summer day. The same goes for ice cream. Badger State Brewery in Green Bay, Wisconsin has taken the next step and combined the two. The frozen confection was added to the menu this summer. It's the latest in a long line of craft beers, seltzers, ciders, and related offerings from the brewery. Here's brewery representative Jennifer Radloff.
The next step was obviously ice cream. You put a freezing agent in it and your beer, and then we mix all natural fruit purees in it to kind of make our own concoctions.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.